Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Rosh Hashanah Chaf Aleph. We begin right on the top of the Amud. Levi Iklala Bavel. Levi visited Bavel. Bechatzar Betishrei. On Yud Aleph Tishrei. A day after Yom Kippur. According to the count in Bavel, they figured it was the 11th day of Tishrei, post Yom Kippur. Amar, he declared, "You're eating today? Basim, it is tasty. Tafshila, the dish, the food, the cooking, the Bavloi, that the Babylonians are enjoying today. This is Yom Rabba, this is Yom Kippur of Eretz Yisrael, meaning a reality. You're a day off." Because Elul was really a 30-day month. Everything was bumped ahead one day. And today, you think it was Yud Aleph Tishrei after Yom Kippur. This is Yud Tishrei. It is Yom Kippur. What are you doing eating today? Now, Tosfos says, two pshatim. How is it that Levi could arrive in Bavel on that day? One pshat, that he was within the range, within the tchum at that point. So he just came walking to the city. According to him, it was Yom Kippur. According to them, it was after Yom Kippur. Or according to the first pshat in Tosfos, that he arrived on Erev Yom Kippur, right next to, right before Shkia. And he sees they're about to sit down for a meal, and he says, "What's going on? It's time for Kol Nidre. You're about to enter Yom Kippur." So they were in a dilemma. What should we do? We finished the whole day of fasting, but you're telling us that it's really today instead of yesterday. Amri Leh, they turned to him, "Asid, did you testify? Is this something that we have to rely on?" Amar Lahus, he says, "No. Lo shamati mipi bezdin mekudesh. Actually, I never heard the bezdin declaring mekudesh hachodesh." I'm going to learn on Amar Beis that when it comes to two chadashim of Nisan v'Tishrei, he has no authority to publicize the exact date of Rosh Chodesh unless he actually hears that formal declaration by Beis Din, Mekudesh HaChodesh. I'm going to see on Amud Beis the reason for that. So true, he himself, Levi himself, had to observe today as Yom Kippur because he knew for a fact that the month has been arranged in this manner. He came from Eretz Yisrael, he knew for a fact. But as far as they're concerned, they don't have to follow his lead. And Tosfos brings a Gemara that Atem afilu, Shogigin afilu meizidim, that the Bezdin, the communities, could follow along their track, even if it turns out they're false, they're making a mistake. Hashem gives them the authority, the permission to just follow their calendar. In this case, the Bnei Bavel were following a certain system which was already in place from the previous months. And unless they hear otherwise, via a formal confirmation from Eretz Yisrael, they don't switch their system. Yesterday was Yom Kippur, not today. So he fasted yesterday. He's going to fast today. They fasted yesterday, him today. Continues the Gemara. Machru is Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon announced. He taught as follows. An interesting halacha. Kol heicha demotu shluchei nisan. Whichever town is within the range of those shluchim being sent out from Bezdin after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they can be sent out right after Rosh Chodesh. Go tell everybody. Go publicize to the outlying communities. Rosh Chodesh was today. They send them out. They can travel until Pesach, minus the two Shabbosos, the two actual days of Shabbos, on which they cannot travel. So it's a total of, well, it's 14 days till Pesach minus 2 days of Shabbos, 12 days of traveling. So any city that's within that range, which would find out on which day to observe the Pesach. V'leimatu shluchei Tishrei, but they're out of bounds for the shluchim by Tishrei, because keep in mind, when the shliach was sent out from Bezdin, Tishrei time, he can't travel Shabbos, he can't travel Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. So he has less days to travel. He won't get that far. So you can have a case where a city will be within range of the shliach traveling Nisan time, but out of bounds for the shliach coming to tell him about Tishrei. So what about those towns? Come Pesach, they know with accuracy on which day to observe that Yom Tov. But come Sukkot, they're going to have to do 2 days Yom Tov because of the Suffolk. The halacha is le'avdei trei yomi, they should keep 2 days Pesach as well. Why? What do you mean? We know for a fact on which day Rosh Chodesh Nisan was established. Gzeira Nisan to Tishrei, there's a Gzeira. One on account of the other, they might actually do 1 day Sukkot as well. So we keep it plain and consistent. You keep 2 days Yom Tov, whether Pesach or Sukkot. Let's go down to Rashi, around 5-6 lines down. So you have a place where the Matur Shluchei Nisan, says Rashi, Shebezin Shochan L'Goyla. Bezin sends out emissaries to the Goyla, to Golas, to Bavel, etc. Lo'idia Yoyim Shekitshu, to inform them on which day they will Mekadosh the Chodesh. V'chol Mashem Yechodim Le'chelchem Alechem Ad HaPesach. They travel and travel until they get to Yom Tov. So as many days of travel available to them from Rosh Chodesh to Pesach, they travel and travel. V'chem B'Tishrei at Sukkot. Likewise, by Tishrei they travel until they have to stop when Sukkot arrives. Chutz M'Shabbosos, if you have M'Tayim, you have to deduct Shabbos days and Yom Tov days. Sh'loi Nitnu L'Chala L'Shluchim. Because Shluchim, these emissaries going out to inform the public, and not allowed to M'Chala Shabbos, to go inform people about Kiddush HaChodesh. K'detanu Perkin, as we're going to see later, on Amid Beis, Al Kri Asam At M'Chala. In order to establish the Yom Tov, the Chodesh, you can be M'Chala, meaning the Edom can travel a great distance to get to the Bezdin, so that they can be Kiveya the Rosh Chodesh on its proper day. We learn from a Pasuk, Asher Tikro Isam B'Moyad, even on Shabbos. That's on the way into Bezdin, but not on the way out. You cannot be Mechal Shabbos to enable the outlawing communities to observe the Yom Tov properly. It doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos. So the Shluchim can travel, but they have to stop Shabbos or Yom Tov. Turns out that the Shluchim Nisan can travel farther than the Shluchim by Tishrei. Why? Sharei ein yamim tovim ben tayim la'akvam. Nisan time, you have 2 full weeks minus the 2 days of Shabbos to travel. Ube Tishrei, as opposed to Tishrei, Yesh Rosh Hashanah, V'yom Kippurim, Shein HaShluchim Hoichem Boi. The Shluchim traveling out on Tishrei have to deduct Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. They have to account for that, and they can only reach a certain point, which is not as far as their counterparts traveling during Nisan time. So in those towns, they have to keep 2 days even for Pesach. Even though they got clear news exactly on which day Rosh Chodesh Nisan was established. And they know, today is Pesach. No. Gzeiro Nisan Atu Tishrei. Shem Tanhigim Lasis B'Nisan Yemechad. If they're going to have 1 day Pesach, in Hagu came B'Tishrei, they might do the same when it comes to Sukkot on Tishrei, Shaleo Pishluchim, even without having accurate knowledge of what happened regarding Rosh Hashanah. Upam Sheyitu could turn out they'll make a mistake by Sukkot's time. Therefore, we keep it consistent. These fellows always keep 2 days Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara with a story regarding Rabbi Ivoi Ban Nagri and Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, who taught this halacha. That a town which is out of bounds of the Shluchei Nisan has to keep 2 days even though they're within reach of the Shluchei. They're out of bounds by Shluchei Tishrei. They have to keep 2 days Pesach even though they're really within reach of the Shluchei Nisan. And what happened was they came to this town, Iklu Lahu Astra. They came to this place which had that very phenomenon. Dava Motu Shluchei Nisan. That town was within reach of the Shluchei Nisan. V'loi Motu Shluchei Tishrei, but out of bounds for Shluchei Tishrei. V'avdi Chad Yoyim, come Pesach, they kept 1 day. V'loi Amru Lehu V'loi Midi. And these Talmidim didn't protest. Shamar b'yechlan v'ikvid. Rabbi Yochanan heard what happened. His own Talmidim didn't oppose the minig amakim v'ikvid. He was upset. Amar lo, he tells them, Lav amri lechu, didn't I tell you? That's not the proper way to do it. Heichad amato shtuchen nisan. A town which is within the boundary of the shtuchen nisan, v'loi mato shtuchen tishrei. As opposed to out of bounds for Shluchat Tishrei, Li'avdu Tereyayim, they have to keep 2 days, even by Nisan, Gzeira Nisan Ata Tishrei, on account of Tishrei. Rava Hava Yiragel, Davi Yasev B'Tanisa Tereyayim. Rava was Machmer, and he used to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. We keep 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, 2 days Sukkot. Rava added that halacha to Yom Kippur as well. And Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, he actually brings such a shita that the Bnei Chutzlaretz, who don't know on which day Rosh Hashanah was established, it keeps Sveka de Yoyma, even for Yom Kippur, who brings the shita as Erzurah, we don't do that. Why? Because it's too dangerous. And the Chacham were not machmer. They did not obligate us to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. It did happen once in history. They had Talmidim and Mir Yeshiva who had to escape through Japan, Shanghai, and there was a question as to the exact positioning of the dateline and exactly on which day to keep Yom Kippur. And there was Chazanish, other Shitas, and some. So they say some actually kept 2 days Yom Kippur, 2 days in a row. Machmas HaSafek. So Rava was Machman himself. Rava Hava Rogel, he was accustomed to have a Yosef B'Tanisa. He would sit and fast, 2 days Yom Kippur. And actually, Zimna Chada, so happens that one time, Yishtach HaKavose, turns out that he was right, that everyone fasted on the wrong day, so that justified his practice. Rav Nachman Yosef B'Tanisa, Kulu Yomi, so happens Rav Nachman fasted a whole Yom Kippur, Kulu Yomi De Kippur, Lu'urta, towards evening, Osahu Gavr, this fellow came along, Amar Lein, tells Rav Nachman, you know what, you're off a day. I happen to know that L'machar, tomorrow, the next day, is the real Yom Kippur. Yomer Rabba b'Marav in Eretz Yisrael, they keep tomorrow's Yom Kippur. They fast another day. Amalei Rav Nachman responded in exasperation. Now you come the last minute, I'm about to break my fast. Meichat, where do you hail? Where do you come from? Amalei, he says, Midam Maharia, that's where I come from. Name of the town. Amalei Rav Nachman responds in frustration. You know what Damharia means? It can be learned like this. Dam Teheyachrisay, Dam Harya, Dam Teheyachrisay, referring to himself, Dam, he's going to die from this type of double fast. Kari Alei of Nachman applied to himself the Pasuk in Echa. Kalim Hayu Reitfenu, our Reitfim, our pursuers, had an easy time catching up to us and subduing us. So he was pretty frustrated about what happened, but it would seem that he actually kept the 2 day fasting, even though he was really only one Eid Echad. There's also belief when it comes to these matters. The Morlev tells us that the Kiddush HaChodesh news is something which is going to be publicized. It's Midi Davidi Legluye, and something which will become public knowledge. A person has no reason to lie and to falsify, and therefore he had Nemanus. He had to keep the next day as well. Now, it appears this fellow actually heard Mekudesh HaChodesh himself from the Bezin, and that's why he had the authority to pass on the word, as opposed to the case all the way up with Levi, where he admitted, he says, look, I know that it's Yisrael, they observe tomorrow, but I hadn't personally heard that formal confirmation, that formal declaration issued by the Bezin. Therefore, in that case, the Bnei Bavel did not have to follow his lead. Continues the Gemara with an interesting concept regarding Ibur Hashana. When to establish a leap year. Shalach le Rav Huna bar Avin, he sent a message to Rav. Kadcha zis de mashcha. Tkufas teves. Ad shitzer benissen. When you notice a year where tkufas teves extends all the way ad shitzer benissen until the 16th day of Nisan, you know it's too far gone. Abra Lahi Shata. You have to make that year a Shana Muberes, add a month to the lunar calendar, a second Adar, which will realign the years, the solar and lunar, with each other. We'll soon explain what this means. And he continued, don't be concerned that perhaps this formula follows the das of a yachid, of shitas achirim, sechas anhedin, but it's not something which is agreed upon by other shitas. No, the chsiv, it's based on a pasuk which says, Shamoy es chodesh aviv. Hashem tells you, rearrange your months in a way that the chodesh and the aviv go together. Shamoy aviv shal tkufa. Ensure that the aviv season of the tkufa, shehei b'chodesh nisan, should fall out during the first part of chodesh nisan when it's still new, when the moon is still growing. Has that newness to it, the chiddush of Nisan. That's a time when you should have the tkufas Nisan of the solar year start. Now Rashi explains like this: the solar year is split into four tkufas, four seasons. You have tkufas Nisan, spring season, which the pasuk refers to as Aviv. That's when the crops ripen. That's when the grain ripens. Tkufas Nisan of the Chama, of the solar year. 3 months later, Tkufas Tammuz, summer. 3 months later, Tkufas Tishrei, fall. 3 months later, Tkufas Teves, winter, which extends all the way to Tkufas Nisan. Typically, sun and the moon are not really aligned. The solar year is 365 days. Nishnas Halavana, lunar year, 354. So as we proceed with the years, the lunar keeps on pulling ahead. And that's why you have to make an Ibur Hashana to have them catch up to each other. You add another month. By doing so, you're delaying the Nisan by that month and allowing the solar year, so to speak, to catch up to the lunar year. That's the point of Ibur Hashana. Now, it's always going to be a bit off. Do you make a leap year every year? No. Only once we get to this point, where the two cycles running side by side, lunar and solar, are so misaligned that a Ibur is required to reset the system. What's the breaking point? Breaking point is like this. Shomer es chodesh aviv. Rearrange your months in a way that the Tkufas Nisan, we speak about Tkufas Nisan, that's that relates to the solar year. The solar spring season should start at the latest somewhere in the middle of the Chidush HaLavana, which is the first 14 days of Nisan. But if it starts on the 15th day of Nisan, which is beyond the concept of Chidush HaLavana, once you get to the middle of the month, newness is gone. It's already a full moon, and it starts receding and getting smaller and smaller. So Tkufas Nisan of the Chama, the solar system, Aviv, springtime, has to fall out, has to start in the Chidush of Nisan, somewhere during the first 14 days of Chodesh Nisan. Now, if Tkufas Teves extends all the way until 16, as the Gemara says, Moshcha Tkufas Teves ad Shitzer b'Nisan, which Rashi explains to mean that the next Tkufa, Tkufas Nisan of Chama, of solar, started on 16, so it meant until, but not including 16. 16 was the first day of Tkufas Nisan. So really, you're a day off. You're a day too late. Because, you're actually 2 days off, because you're way beyond 14. It should have started on 14, starting on 16. In this case, you have no alternative but to add a month, to make Ibur Hashana, to realign the systems. But, says Rashi, suppose Tkufas Teves only goes until 15, which means Tkufas Nisan started on day 15, although you're really off. You're a day too late. You're beyond the 14 range. But in that case, you don't need to make Ibur Hashana. Just add another day to Adar. Ibur HaChodesh is enough to extend Adar by a day, which allows the solar system to catch up that one day, in which case the Nisan of the solar system will only begin on Yudalit, which is fine. Perfect. So that's what he meant. Let's just see the words again. Katchazus the mashcha tkufas tevis. When you notice a year with tkufas tevis extends all the way at shitzer benisan until 16 of nisan, in which case tkufas nisan starts on 16. You have no alternative but to make ibra shana abro lo yishaita at a month to realign the system. Lo yisachos shlo be concerned the chesivitz based on a pasuk shomer is chodesh aviv, which we learn to mean shomer aviv shal tkufa. Arrange that the aviv of tkufa, meaning the solar spring shehei b'chodesh nisan, should start somewhere during the chidush of Nisan, the first 14 days. Continues the Gemara. Amar lehu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman tells lahanu nechuse yama, those who are spending time at sea travelers, who are not aware of the calendar setup. How are they going to know when to keep Pesach, when to get rid of their chametz? Atun de lo yad isu bekvi de yarcha. Out there at sea, you're not going to get the messages from Bezdin. How are you going to know when the Chodesh was established on what day to observe Pesach? I'll give you a formula. Hichazitu sihara. When you notice that the moon, the mashlam, means it finishes its circuit. He starts to set liyayma as soon as daylight arrives. So sunrise brings about the moon setting. Then you know, you smack in the middle of the month. Bi'iru chamira. Get rid of your chametz. Why? Because at the beginning of the month, you have the sun, and the moon lags behind the sun. But as we proceed, the moon orbits around the earth. And towards the middle of the month, exactly opposite of each other. So then when the sun sets, the moon rises. And when the sun rises, the moon sets. So you know exactly midway through the month. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Emas mashlam. When does this happen? B'chameser at 15. It's too late. V'anan mar besem avarinan. We need to get rid of chametz on 14, not on 15. L'didhu de megalilu alma. Those people at sea, whose horizon is so clear and open, mar besem mashlam. For some reason, this hashlama, meaning the setting of the moon at the point of sunrise, happens a day earlier. Perhaps the Gemara means because of the immense sunlight. They're so exposed to the sun. As soon as the sun rises, they're so blind, and this effect happens a day earlier than in your typical place, inhabited areas where we're not so exposed to the open horizon, in which case it takes a bit longer for the sun to have that shining, blinding effect. So in their case, they'll stop seeing the moon at the point of sunrise a day earlier than us. So even though it's not perfectly aligned, but as soon as it gets close to sunrise, it starts getting really light and bright, and they'll be blind at the point that they won't really be able to see that moon. It will appear to them like it's set, even though perhaps it didn't really set. So that effect will happen already at the point of Yud Dalet, which is perfect for Biru Chametz. Okay, so we spoke about the story of Levi, who visited Bavel. He told them their day off regarding Yom Kippur, but you don't have to follow my instructions because I hadn't heard that formal declaration in the name of the Bezdin. Rabbi Yechon tells us a chiddush, a place which is within reach of Shluchei Nisan, but not Shluchei Tishrei. They always have to keep 2 days. We had the story of Rabbi who was machmer to fast 2 days Yom Kippur, and we concluded with the halacha of Shomer Aviv Shel Tkufa Shei B'Chodesh Nisan, and the tip for the fellows at sea. Continues the Mishnah. Al shnei chadoshim mechallin es haShabbos. The Edom who notice the new moon, and they're on the way to Bezdin. Can they travel through Shabbos? Yes. They're allowed to be mechallel Shabbos to go testify before Bezdin. But only for the following 2 months. For the following 2 Rosh Chodoshim. Al Nisan v'al Tishrei. That's it. So coming to testify regarding the new moon of Tishrei? Fine. Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Fine. What is unique about these 2 Rosh Chodashim? 2 reasons. First of all, Sheben Shluchan Yetzin L'Suri, we find that these 2 Rosh Chodashim have uniqueness, in which case there are only 2 months in which we send out Shluchim to Syria to tell the outlying communities regarding the new month. We will expand on this. So that shows how unique these 2 Chodashim are. And that's why we allow Chilul Shabbos on the way to Bezdin. Number 2, all the Yom Tovim are dependent on the accurate establishment of these 2 Rosh Chodashim. So they carry special value, and therefore Chilul Shabbos is justified. Now, this is Bizman Hazeh. But when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Mechal L'Nafal Kulan, the Eidim would be Mechal Shabbos to go to Bezdin regarding every Rosh Chodesh. Ibn HaTakonos HaKarban. That they know exactly on which day to bring the Karban Rosh Chodesh. Says Rashi on the top line. Mas Nisan, Al Shnei Chadoshim, Mechal L'Nas HaShabbos, Eidim Shiroos HaChodesh, Eidim who had a sighting of the new moon, they keep Mechal HaShabbos to arrive at Bezdin. But only regarding Nisan V'Tishri. Why? Shabem Shluchim Bezdin Sholchan L'Surya, Lo'idia L'Goyla, Yom Kivyusam. Only by Nisan V'Tishri we send out Shluchim to tell everybody the Yom Kivyus of Rosh Chodesh, Hilka Chashiva. That gives them special value. Says Rashi, really? Umin HaTorah Mechalin Al Kulan. Umin HaTorah, you could be Mechal forever Yom Tiv, on the way to Bezdin, to go inform Bezdin. Aval Rabbanon Asr. But there's Issa Rabban, Chacham did not allow Chilul Shabbos unless it's really crucial and important. Because other than Nisan V'Tishrei, the other Yom Tovim, the other Rosh Chodeshim, are not really crucial. They have no Yom Tovim pending on them. We don't care that much if they're a full month or a short month. I'll be Eden, do it according to Eden. At the end of the day, it'll all work out anyways. Ach, Shnei Chadoshim Elu. As opposed to these 2 months, Hemidim al Din Torah, Chachamim applied the Din Torah, allowed Chilul Shabbos to enable a proper, accurate establishment of these Rosh Chodeshim, Shekol HaMe'adim Stulim Behen, because all the Me'adim are dependent on them. During the time of the Mikdash, they would do this every Rosh Chodesh, Me'etakonos Karben Shul Rosh Chodesh, Shiyakav Rizmanai, this way they know that the Rosh Chodesh and the Karben Rosh Chodesh is in line with the lunar calculations, the right time, with accuracy. Continues the Gemara. What do you mean? Shluchim were dispatched only for Nisan V'Tishrei? What about that Mishnah we just learned a couple of days ago? Abay Shluchim V'Suloi? Abay Chadoshim V'Suloi? The Shluchim only sent out for these 2 months? V'Raminu, what about that Mishnah? Alvav Chadoshim V'Shluchim Yoytzim. Shluchim would go out for 6 months. Each month had something depending on it. So the Rosh Chodeshim had to be told, to be publicized. Amar Abaye says, Abaye, you're right. Hachi Kama, the Mishnah only meant like this. Al Kulan, regarding the other Chodeshim, Shluchin Yoitzin Meberv. When Bezin decided on Rosh Chodesh, they would send that Shluchim the following night. Sorry. Al Kulan Shluchin Yoitzin Meberv. Regarding the other Chodeshim, the Shluchim would be able to go out even the previous night. Meaning, let's say they know. And everybody sees. Look, it's the 29th day of the month, but they see clearly there's a moon shining. They know for a fact that tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. See, Bezdin cannot be Mekadesh at night. There's a halacha, they have to wait till the morning. But everybody sees clearly this is going to be the Rosh Chodesh. So the Shluchim could leave town. That's it. There's enough knowledge there. And they could rely on that and go be mafaris and publicize tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. Or in a case where you know it's already day 31. So 30 days have passed. It's the night between 30 and 31. You know it's not going to go past 31. The month could either be 29 or 30. Rosh Chodesh can either be on day 30 or 31. It's already the night of the 31st. They can leave town, tell everybody that tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. Even without actually hearing a formal announcement coming from Bezdin, as opposed to Al Nisan Val Tishrei, and Sheishmu Mipi Bezdin Mikudosh. When it comes to these months, they were crucial months, which affect the Yomim Tovim. And over here, they cannot leave town. The Shluchim have to wait and wait until the next morning when they hear Mipi Bezdin, the words Mikudosh. Tanya Mihachi, we learned likewise in the Brisa. Al Kulan Yoitzin Miberev. Typically, the Shluchim would be dispatched already the night before. Suppose they know it's coming tomorrow. It's clear. Everybody sees the moon. They know tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. Bezdin will send them out right away. Or in a case where it's already 31 coming up tomorrow. There's no choice there. By default, we know tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. Al Kulan Yoitzin Miberev. Typically, for every Rosh Chodesh, they can leave already at night to notify the diaspora. Al Nisan Val Tishrei, as opposed to these two Chadashim, they have to wait around Ashiyishmu, Mipi Bezdin Mekudesh, until they actually hear that official declaration, that official proclamation from the Bezdin themselves. Mekudesh HaChodesh. Then they can leave. And Tosfos tells us why. So if it's a short month, you never know. So what, that they saw the moon, you know, there are all kinds of considerations and factors at play. Perhaps they'll decide to postpone Rosh Chodesh by another day. Just because you think Rosh Chodesh is coming tomorrow, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. So in the short month, we understand why they have to wait. By Nisan B'Tishrei, specifically because we want to make sure the Yomim Tovim are lined up properly. We don't care so much about the other Chodesh. Nisan B'Tishrei have to be accurate. What about a long month, a full month? It's already the night of the 31st. We know tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. Says Tosfos, why then do they have to wait for Bezdin to say Mekudesh only tomorrow, because we know Bezdin can't be Mekadesh to Chodesh at night? Why do they have to wait until tomorrow when we know there's no choice in the matter? Says Tosfos, with Geyser this on account of that. If they leave early when it's a full month, they might leave early when it's a short month as well. We want to avoid confusion. We keep it consistent. When you hear Mekudesh, that's when you depart. Okay, now how does this pertain to our Mishnah, which says that the Edom on the way into Bezdin can only be Mechalel Shabbos by Nisan V'Tishrei, because the Shluchim will go out to Surya. And as the Gemara just explained, it means to say that the Shluchim have to wait until they actually hear Mekudesh Mekudesh from the Bezdin. Why is that a reason to have the Shluchim, have the Edom coming into Bezdin, be Mechalel Shabbos? What's the connection? It says Rashi like this. On Amar Aleph we mentioned that the Shluchim going out to diaspora will travel from Rosh Chodesh Nisan all the way till Pesach, which gives them how many days of travel? You have to deduct the two Shabbos, which they can't travel. So Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. From 1 all the way to Erev Pesach, which is 14, we have 14 days, minus two days of Shabbos. They can travel a full 12 days. Oh, says Rashi like this. Suppose day 30 of Adar falls out on Shabbos. The Edom are standing somewhere and they see the new moon. Okay, now if they hurry up to Bezdin even on Shabbos, they come tell us about the new moon, Bezdin sits down and Mekadesh the Chodesh today on Shabbos. So what happens now? When will the Shluchim go out to inform the people in the Goyla? They'll have to wait till Matzah Shabbos, because of course on the way out of Bezdin there's no justification for Chilul Shabbos, as we're going to see soon in the Gemara. They'll wait till Matzah Shabbos and then embark on their journey. Now, how many days will they travel until Pesach? Well, if Shabbos was Aleph Nisan, when is Pesach? Tezvav Nisan, which is in 2 weeks' time, Shabbos, right? So the Shluchim will leave tonight, Matzah Shabbos. How many days will they travel? 12 full days. You deduct today, which is Shabbos, Aleph Nisan, on which they can't travel. You deduct the following Shabbos, which is Ches Nisan, on which they can't travel. Between now and Pesach, they'll have traveled 12 full days. Right? If they came today, Shabbos, and today was established as Aleph Nisan, Rosh Chodesh, they only leave tonight, so they miss this day, one day off, that they can't travel. And in 7 days, we'll have Shabbos again, which they can't travel. So you deduct 2 days of travel, and then they keep on traveling until they get to Pesach, which will be the next Shabbos. So they can travel up until including Yudal B'Nisan, which is a Friday. Deduct 2 days on which they can't travel. Gives them full 12 days of travel to reach all the outlying communities within 12-day radius of Yerushalayim. That's if we're Mechalel Shabbos. If they hurry into Bezdin and we establish today's Rosh Chodesh and they leave tonight, we give them 12 days of travel. But if they procrastinate, we don't allow Chilul Shabbos on the way into Bezdin, they'll have to wait until tonight to come by. They come by, they tell us about the new moon. No, we have to wait till tomorrow morning. You can only make Kiddush HaChodesh by day. What happens now? They lose time. Think about it. Because if Aleph Nisan has now been established on Sunday instead of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh became Sunday because of this delay. When is Pesach going to fall out? in 2 weeks' time, Sunday, right? So pushed over a day, right? How many days can they travel from now till Pesach? Less than 12 days. Not 12 full days, less than 12 days. Why? Firstly, they can't travel those two Shabbos that are coming up. Zayin Nisan and Yidal Nisan off the calendar. They can't travel those days. Plus, they missed out a half a day. They missed out last night part of this morning until we got around to make Kiddush HaChodesh. They missed part of Aleph Nisan, which was an ordinary weekday, which theoretically they could have traveled on. But they didn't because there was no Chodesh established yet. They have to wait for the Bezin to say Mekudosh. That's the issue here. Since by Nisan and Tishrei they have to wait for the Bezin to say Mekudosh, they have to wait around till the next morning. They're going to lose that night and part of the morning. End of the day, they're going to travel less than 12 days. They're going to only reach communities which are within that radius, 11 and a half days away, which in which case you're losing out opportunity to reach more communities. So that's in a nutshell why this halacha of Yishmu Mipibez and Mekudosh affects the halacha regarding the Edom coming into Bezin. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Typically, we don't allow Chilul Shabbos on the way into Bezin. It's not really so relevant. So we'll push the Rosh Chodesh off by a day. Right? There's no Migdash, there's no Karban. But Nisan V'Tishrei, and especially because in that case, the Shluchim could just leave as soon as they see Rosh Chodesh is coming. They don't have to wait for Mekudosh by Bezin. But Nisan V'Tishrei, we have a special stringency that the Shluchim on the way out of Bezin have to listen to Mekudosh and Kudosh. They can't leave prematurely. They can't leave at night. They have to wait till next morning. So if the Shluchim will saw the Chodesh today on Shabbos, will come running to Bezin, and today will be Aleph Nisan. The Shluchim will leave tonight, in which case they're only going to skip one Shabbos of travel. Ches Nisan, that's it. Right? Because Aleph Nisan was Shabbos. Yud Aleph Nisan is 2 weeks Friday. So I have 14 days of travel minus today and the next Shabbos, Ches Nisan, total of 12 days of travel. But if the Shluchim can't leave until tomorrow morning, because the Edom couldn't come today, couldn't be Mechal Shabbos, only came tonight. They have to wait till tomorrow to make Mekudosh HaChodesh. Tomorrow, they'll hear Bezin and they'll leave town. From now till Pesach, you'll have two Shabbosis. One is Zayin Nisan. One is Yudal Nisan. Plus part of today, which they had to stay behind until they hear the Bezin. It gives them less than 12 days of travel. So that's one of the reasons why we lach Chilul Shabbos by Nisan V'Tishrei. Of course, on top of the fact that Nisan V'Tishrei influenced the Yom Tovim, where there's very significant benefit to having the Yom Tovim established on the proper times based on the proper calculation and sighting of the new moon. So bottom line, getting back to the Mishnah, the way Rashi explained it in the Mishnah, Minat Torah, any aid can come running to Bezin on Shabbos. It's Doicha Shabbos. As we're going to learn in the Gemara, in the next piece. We learn from a Pasuk, it can be Mechal Shabbos for Eidus HaChodesh. But Chacham said, no, don't do it unless there's a real true need. So during this month of the Migdash, there was a need in order to be Makrif Karban Rosh Chodesh Bizmanoi. So there was an added benefit in doing it. And it's right time and it's proper time based on the proper calculations and the sighting of the new moon. After the Migdash was destroyed, that consideration was no longer present. Chacham made an Isser, except Nisan V'Tishrei for two reasons. Firstly, once again, the Me'andas are Tali B'hem, so there's an added benefit, added Ma'ala, to have the Yom Tovim observed in the proper days. And number two, because this will expedite the dispatching of the Shluchim to Golas, something which they have to wait. They have to wait to do until they hear repeat Bezin Mekudosh. So the quicker we get the process going, the quicker they'll be sent out. And include more communities in this information, this knowledge, and allow them to keep their Yom Tov in the proper time. Indeed, how do we know that you can be Mechal Shabbos on the way to Bezin? All these Mayadim, Yom Tovim, Rosh Chodeshim, should be established b'mayadim in the proper days. So kriyas ha-moyed, establishment of Rosh Chodesh, should be done even at the expense of Shabbos. Mayadai. The Gemara in Pesachim uses mayadai Afilu b'Shabbos regarding Korban Pesach, Korban Tamid. You bring it in its time, regardless, irrelevant of Shabbos or not. Yochel k'shem shemachalim ashiyisgatcho. Perhaps the same concept, allowing chilul Shabbos in order to be mekadosh the chodesh, meaning the Edom arriving to Bezin, kibim mechalal Shabbos to enable proper kiddush, kach mechalalin, likewise you mechal ashiyisgaimu to enable proper observance of the Mayada, meaning the shluchim on the way out of Bezin could travel through Shabbos to inform the outlying communities. Tamalaymer no, asher tikroisam. This is only applying to tikroisam, al kriyasam at mechalal, to be clear, to establish, to declare the Rish Chodesh. Viat mechalal al kiyuman, but not to enable proper observance, so on the way to Bezin, kibim mechalal Shabbos, but never on the way out. Kshoye beis amidosh kayim mechalal nafal kulam, betakonis ha-korban. When the Mitzvah was standing, the Edom would travel through Shabbos to enable proper bringing of the carbon. Tan Rabbanan, Bereshoinoi, Mechalan, Afal Kulon. Initially, they were Mechal for all the Rosh Chodashim. However, Meshachorah, Beis HaMikdash, Omolan, Rabbi Yechman, Zakai, this is one of his takanos, he says, Vifechiyesh carbon. Where's the carbon that we're trying to bring properly? It doesn't apply today. And therefore, there's no need to Mechal al Shabbos. Hiskinu, Shaloyu, Mechalan, El al Nisam, Al Tisha Bavad. The only time Chilul Shabbos is allowed on the way to Bezin is for Nisan V'Tishrei, as we explained. Continues the Mishnah. So we speak about Edom traveling on Shabbos. In all cases, even if the moon is so clear, and perhaps other people saw it in Yerushalayim, there's no need for you to travel? Yes. Bein Shenir Balil, whether the moon was seen clearly to all, in which case there's room to think that perhaps the Bezin Yerushalayim already saw it. Why are you traveling on Shabbos to tell them? Bein shaloi nir balu, or in a case where it wasn't seen clearly, mechalal in all of us a Shabbos, you'll have to be mechalal Shabbos. Don't take chances, you never know if they saw, if they didn't. We apply a standard rule in all situations. Rabbi Yisi disagrees. Rabbi Yisi, I'm nir balu, if you know for a fact that the moon was clearly visible to all, ein mechalal in all of us a Shabbos, we don't make chalal Shabbos, why should you mechalal Shabbos unnecessarily? Continues the mission with a similar machlekes. Ma said there was a story which occurred on Shabbos. She'avru yoyser mi'marboim zug. More than 40 peers of Edom were passing through the town of Lud on the way to Yerushalayim. They were traveling on Shabbos to inform the Bezin that they saw the new moon. Now, you don't really need 40 pairs of Edom for the job. V'ik from Rabbi Kiva b'Lud. Rabbi Kiva stopped him on Lud. He says, look, where are you going? You don't need so many pairs of Edom to do the same thing. This doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos. Shalach le'i Rabban Gamliel. Gamliel sent him a message. What are you doing? If you're going to stop them from going, you're going to dissuade and discourage them in the future. You can make it difficult. People are going to start second guessing themselves. Well, is it really necessary? Perhaps it's somebody else going, and there goes the whole Kiddush HaChodesh. No, you can't make it difficult. Let them all go. This is part of the process. So we have two separate halachas in the Mishnah, which really are based on the same underlying concept. Tanakhama maintained that even if it's a clear moon, travel on Shabbos. And Rav Gamliel maintained the same regarding the multitudes. As many as need to go, should go. Where do we find that the word olel denotes clarity, revealed, exposed? It's a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Imra'is Hashem, Amaris Tahoris, Hashem's words are clear, pure, Ketzef Tzorif, like pure silver, Be'ol, La'aretz, clear to all, clear for all to see, Mezukuk Shivasayim is purified seven times over. So we see that Olil is a lashon of exposure and clarity. The Gemara now brings a machlokes between Rav Shmuel regarding how to interpret a pasuk. Rav Shmuel, the Amr Tavai, Chadama, I want to explain like this. This is based on the pasuk I've just learned, Mezukuk Shivasayim. Shivasayim, as Rashi says, is double seven. 7 times 7, 49. So he said like this. Nun Shari Bina Nivru Uboilam. There were 50 gates of knowledge, 50 levels of spiritual understanding created in the world. V'kulon nitnu l'moshe, chasarachas. All except for one who granted to Moshe Rabbeinu. He achieved the highest state of spiritual comprehension. He rose to the highest levels of the spiritual realms, up to 49, but not the 50th. Shenemar v'techasri u'mat melekim. you give him a bit less than Elikim. So he couldn't get to 50, only to 49. Says Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Chamishim Sharibin, Sefer Da'akro Darshi. They're going to dash in the second part of that pasuk, which said, Mezukuk Shivasayim. Rav Shmuel, Mezukuk Shivasayim, Sheva Shviyay, seven sevens. And Chamishim Chasar Achas, 50 minus 1, 49. Shinim Sur, that's the, like the Sefirah Sa'imer. It's the full, complete gamut of all the various spiritual realms found in the world. So it's 7 times 7. So all those were Nimsiru L'Moshe L'Mandu Shachamishim Nivru Shayimat Nechsem Elikim. Apparently it goes up to 50 because he was given one less than the maximum. Rambam explains in Mada, and you say that Torah, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu had almost full comprehension. He understood, but was missing the actual clarity of the thing itself, which means like this. He says, a mashal, you notice a person from far, from behind. So you know, well, you know, that person must not be that or that person, but I don't actually know who this person is. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells him, V'risa sachira, you can view my the back, but not upana leiro, not the, my face. So he says, the mashal, the concept there is that Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that Hashem is very different than everything else. Hashem is unlike this, unlike that. But he didn't actually comprehend the true essence of Hashem, a panai, like you recognize a person from the front. So you can say he knew Hashem, he recognized but by default, not by essence. So that's the point. Up to 49, but not 50, not the true clarity of the essence of Hashem. Continues the Gemara. We find a pasuk in Kehelas, describing Shlomo HaMelech. Who was Kehelas? Bikish Kehelas. Kehelas Shlomo HaMelech wished Limtzoi Divrei Chefetz, to find Divrei Chefetz. What does this mean? So Rav Shmuel had this discussion. One of them, either Rav Shmuel, explained like this. Bikish Kehelas Lius Kemosh. When it says that Bikish Kehelas pursued Divrei Chefetz, he wanted to have the same Hasaga, same comprehension like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yotza Baskel V'Amaloi. Baskel rang out and tells him, this is the end of that pasuk of Bikish Kehelas, responded with the words, V'kosav Yoyisher Divrei Emes. What does that mean? Take a look at Sefer HaYoshev. This is Sefer Devarim, which has the words Vasisa HaYoshev HaToiv, and to do just and righteousness. Now, the Sefer HaYoshev tells you the truth, Divrei Emes. What does it say there? We have a pasuk, V'loi kam Navi, Oid B'Yisrael K'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was a unique, one-time phenomenon. There will be no more like him. You can't achieve the same comprehension as Moshe Rabbeinu. Not to talk about. So this is one approach. V'chadamar, the other one, either Rav Shmuel, interpreted the pasuk a bit differently. He says, no, b'nevi'im lo kam. True, the pasuk says, v'lo kam, navi oid b'Yisrael k'moshe. Amongst the nevi'im, you can't have another Moshe. B'melachim kam, but amongst the kings, like Shlomo HaMelech, yeah, you can have one. It's a different type of thing. He's a king. Elomani mekayim abikish kehelas limtzei divrei chefetz. What then does the pasuk mean? That Shlomo pursued divrei chefetz and did not achieve his goal. It means like this: Bikish Kehelas Lidoin Dinin Shebelev. Shlomo HaMelech wanted to set up court based on his intuition. Dinin Shebelev, Shelo Be'edim, without witnesses, Shelo Be'asro, without wanting the perpetrator. He's going to figure out who's guilty, who's innocent, just by his own intuition, his own Ruach HaKodesh, or whatever. Yotze Baskel V'Armalei. Baskel comes out and tells him no. Because of Yoshe Divrei Emes. Take a look at Sefer Yoshe, Sefer Advarim, which contains words of truth, absoluteness. Al Bishnayim Edim. Hashem only allows the Dintur to be conducted based on the testimony of witnesses and Hasra, warning of the perpetrator. Okay, so once again, let's take a quick look at the daf. We started with the story of Levi who arrived at Bavel, discovered they were eating on the wrong day. So he kept the next Yom Kippur, and they just kept their calendar. Rabbi Yochanan says that a town which lies right beyond the reach of Shluchei Tishrei, but within the realm of Shluchei Nisan, still have to keep 2 days Pesach in order to keep things clear and consistent. Rav actually was machmer to fast 2 days Yom Kippur. We had a story with the Shliach extended Rav Nachman's fast for an extra day. Gemara says that the Shana Muberes will happen once the spring season is too far into Chodesh Nisan. And regarding the sea travelers, as soon as they see the moon setting at sunrise, they have to get rid of their chametz. Apparently, Yudal B'Nisan has arrived. Now, regarding the shluchim publicizing the Rosh Chodesh to the outlying communities, Chilul Shabbos is never allowed. Never. So on the way out of Bezen, no Chilul Shabbos. What about on the way into Bezen? We learn from a pasuk, May Adam, Chilul Shabbos is allowed. So during Zman HaMikdash, this is what happened over and over. Every Rosh Chodesh allowed Chilul Shabbos to enable the Karban Rosh Chodesh to be born in its proper time. But after the Mikdash was destroyed, they canceled that heter and only kept it for Nisan V'Tishrei, two reasons. Firstly, the Me'adis are telling them. Number two, because otherwise you're going to delay the departure of the Shluchim. Have to wait until they hear that formal declaration of Mekudesh HaChodesh. So, Edom on the way into Bezen could be Mechal HaShabbos only for Nisan V'Tishrei. We learned that typically the Shluchim on the way out of Bezen can leave at night. They don't have to wait for the formal declaration. But when it comes to Nisan V'Tishrei, due to their extra value, and the others are telling them, they have to wait until they listen and they hear Mekudesh HaChodesh. We have a Mishnah which tells us that according to Tanakama and according to Rav Gamliel, in a case where the moon was clearly visible, it was still Mechal HaShabbos on the way into Bezen. Even many groups of Edom are allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos. We learned about the Memtei Shaar Bina achieved by Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Shlomo HaMelech. According to one version, he could not achieve that same level. According to the other version, he did. And what he didn't do is to run his Bezen without Edom, without Asra. All the best to you and much, much Hatzlacha.